It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Bickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an anthropologist shares lessons on happiness from around the world.
First, we're digging deeper into President Obama's plan to make broadband internet more accessible to all Americans. Last week, he outlined the plan, which includes boosting community broadband networks and spending federal money to expand access to rural communities.
Susan Crawford is here to explain the president's plan and why she thinks it's necessary. She's a professor at the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law, former special assistant to President Obama for science, technology, and innovation, and she's the author of Captive Audience, The Telecom Industry and Monopoly Power in the New Gilded Age. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, I'm very glad to be here.
So President Obama hit the road, pushing this plan to boost community broadband networks around the country. What did you think of what he had to say?
This was a very moving moment. This was really the president at his best, talking about an initiative which is really not about technology. It's about creating a very large middle class in America that has optimism and choice and freedom. He's couching it in terms of high-speed internet access, but this has become a utility for everybody, and yet so many Americans are left out. All of us are paying too much for second-class service. And the president is suggesting that it makes sense for mayors to take matters into their own hands and make sure that they have world-class internet access where they are. It's a very exciting moment.
Well, connect the dots a little more in-depth for us. Why does high-speed broadband access lead to a stronger middle class, more freedom, the other things you just listed?
Well, think about what effect having electricity had on people around America or the railroad. This is a development like that. This is a basic substrate, a basic sidewalk for everything an American needs to do, everything from getting a world-class education to getting access to the best health care to finding new ways of making a living to creating new jobs for other Americans. Having this issue fixed, making sure that everybody has terrific, inexpensive access, lowers the barriers to all of those things for all Americans, not just for the rich ones. And the president deeply understands this. This really was an FDR moment for President Obama, and he was loose and enthusiastic and cheerful. It was great to see.
Well, a lot of the focus on providing things like municipal service or government-provided community service to high-speed broadband service, why is that important as opposed to the current private sector providers?
Well, as the president made clear, for 3 out of 4 Americans who have access to speeds of 25 megabits per second or greater, so for 3 of the 4 Americans who can actually buy somewhat modern high-speed internet access speeds, they have only one choice, and that choice is their local cable monopoly. And then 40% of Americans can't buy those speeds at any price. So we've got a completely broken market for high-speed internet access in America. And this has happened because of policy, not by accident. And the president is saying that one very good route towards fixing this is installing alternative fiber networks. They don't have to be owned by a city, but they can be called for by a city, or really any village or town. It doesn't have to be a city. And the president wants to lower the barriers to those networks around the country. He's taking a number of steps towards that direction.
Now, a lot of people might be thinking, okay, my internet service that hooks up to my desktop or laptop at home isn't high speed, but, you know, I've got my phone, I've got 4G, I can keep up with what I need to. Why this particular technology? Why is that so important?
Well, Henry Ford has this famous quote, I don't know if he actually said it or not, but that if you asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. So our imagination is limited by what we're able to do right now. People in other countries take this kind of ubiquitous, unlimited, high-capacity, cheap internet access for granted. And Americans, with their pluck and ingenuity and ability to take risks, are going to be inventing all kinds of new things using this access. It's like opening a window. Right now, internet access is something that we have to think about. You know, it's expensive. The circles spin, the wheels spin on our screens as we're trying to do things. What if there was no limitation imposed by internet access, but it was just there, just like light or electricity or clean water. Imagine all the things Americans could do with that. That's what we're talking about.
When you mentioned the current state of policy, the president is calling for the FCC to step in here, but that comes into conflict with some state laws around the country preventing exactly the sort of community-run or community-called-for broadband you're talking about. How does that get untangled?
Well, the president was very straightforward about that. He said, look, in 19 states, vested interests, incumbents who already have a great status quo on their side, they're making tons of money, have rammed through laws through the state legislatures that prohibit cities from making this choice for themselves. He's saying, look, cities should at least have the ability to make that choice, and the FCC has it within its power to preempt, to block the effect of those state laws so that cities can make the choice. He's encouraging the FCC to take that step. He's doing a number of other things, too. He's making available a lot of information through the Department of Commerce about how to build a fiber network in a town. He's also making sure that the loan program run by the Department of Agriculture keeps going. And perhaps most importantly, he's going to call on all of the federal agencies to remove idiotic regulations that get in the way of putting in fiber in places like, you know, next to freeways where the Department of Transportation makes it very difficult, or the EPA has a bunch of idiotic rules. He's forcing those changes through in the next 6 months. So it's quite a bundle of suggestions that are going to be made in the State of the Union and the president will make good on.
Michael Powell has responded. He's a cable industry lobbyist, formerly with the FCC himself. He said, you know, some government-run broadband networks have ended up as costly failures. Is that a concern?
There are about 400 of these networks in the United States. There have been isolated networks that have struggled. That's in the past. Current network operators and managers have learned from those issues, and everybody's getting better at it. And where planning is carried out carefully and well, these networks do extremely well, particularly if they start off with saving the city money on access between municipal buildings and then gradually using the money saved, because you're not paying, you know, a private company, you're doing it for yourself, and plowing that money back into serving businesses by providing cheap fiber. That makes a lot of sense for cities across the country and has been extremely successful. Now they're starting to expand to fiber to the home. So Michael Powell used to be the FCC chairman. He's the guy who deregulated this entire segment, and now he's working for the cable industry, and he likes the world the way it is. He doesn't want to see any change, but Americans are fed up, and that's what the president has seized on.
You've mentioned cities and rural areas. Are those the ones that seem to have the hardest time getting the higher-speed internet access?
Yes. Well, we've got a lot of problems in America. Let's start with cities. In some of America's greatest cities, Detroit, Cleveland, even New York City, as much as 40% of the people living in those cities don't have a wired home, and it's very tightly correlated with socioeconomic status. Rural communities have a horrible time getting adequate internet access, much less world-class access. Other countries like Sweden and Japan and cities like Hong Kong have solved this, and China is saying they're going to bring fiber to 200 million of their residents' homes in the next year. So America needs to catch up, and the president is saying, let's address the gaps in cities and in rural areas and encourage mayors and city leaders and cooperatives across the country to help themselves rather than waiting for the incumbents to decide it's in their interest to bring cheap, ubiquitous access. If we have to wait, this will never happen.
One of the arguments over internet access is the idea, and you've alluded to this, of treating it as a public utility. Late last year, President Obama seems like he's moving in that direction, asking the FCC to treat broadband like other public utilities. How does that all tie in to what we're hearing this last week?
Well, it's all part of the same basic move, which is to say, look, this high-speed internet access is just like a sidewalk. It makes possible a flourishing private market in services, for healthcare, for education, for media. That sidewalk shouldn't be controlled by a handful of players who can again decide, you know, on what terms people succeed or fail as they walk along. So the president is saying we need open internet access. It needs to be ubiquitous. It needs to be cheap. This is just like what FDR did with electricity in the 30s. And it's a big move, and it's a big series of moves, and it's exciting to see the president taking it on.
Now, you're obviously behind what the president is doing here. Is he going far enough, do you think?
He's doing what he can do without talking to Congress. He's got the most do-nothing, you know, Congress in the world. I've never seen anything like it. 20 years ago, Republicans would have agreed about all these issues. Trent Lott from Mississippi said it would be great to have municipal fiber. Actually, wouldn't have been talking about fiber at that point, but talking about municipal networks as competition to established incumbents. Today, the Republicans are all lined up against anything President Obama suggests, and so that's why he's using all of his executive powers to the fullest extent to open up these markets and ensure that Internet access is available to everyone at a reasonable price.
Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks so much for your interest in this issue. It's a big civil social justice issue for the country.
That was law professor Susan Crawford, author of Captive Audience, The Telecom Industry and Monopoly Power in the New Gilded Age.